supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, you have done a lot of work in the autism community over the years. You have worked with a lot of families who are affected by autism. What's your take on how this new Muppet will change things?
My hope about how it will change things is that it will normalize autism for preschool kids. I mean, this character Julia, first of all, it's important that it's a girl. It's a four-year-old girl. You know, everybody thinks autism only affects boys. And some of the early research said it did. But, you know, now there's some evidence that girls are better at hiding their autistic symptoms. So we don't know. So I'm thrilled that it's a little girl. And I'm thrilled to see how the Sesame Street characters adapt to her autism. At first, they're off-put. But then they get it, you know, they're taught, and then they get it, and they accommodate, and it's very, very sweet.
What is the value of generally just being used to these kinds of things being part of your everyday life?
Well, it's like everything else, Mike, and any form of prejudice or discrimination. You know, you spend time in the group that's being stigmatized or the group that you're prejudiced about, and it all goes away. Because ultimately, we know we're all humans.
Your grandson, Sam, who is a teenager now, was diagnosed as being on the spectrum when he was a kid. What does he remember from that time, from preschool, elementary school?
Yeah, he was just... We just spent a weekend together, and it was wonderful. And I asked him about that, and it's important to know. He's one in millions that is no longer on the autism spectrum. And, you know, we don't know why. We just feel so, so fortunate that, you know, he's one of those statistics. But I asked him about what he remembers. And mostly what he remembers is what people did for him to help him through. He remembers his therapies. He remembers the kind of structure that we built around him in order to help him feel safe. And the more open we are, the more we expand our definition of we, the more well-being we'll find. Simple formula. So include, and you'll be happier for it.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike.